Hello. Hey, Rich. This is Peter.
Hey, Pete, what's going on?
Well, did you look at the website? We've got the pictures uploaded, and we've got some of the content uploaded as well. So you can let me send you the updated link first, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Gonna email that to me?
Yeah, I will be emailing that to you.
Okay.
I've just sent you the link, okay?
Okay, let me do a send and receive here and see if I can pull it in. It takes a minute more to get to here from Los Angeles. You in Los Angeles, Pete? So how's your day going? You getting caught up?
Yeah. Are you on the website now?
Oh, I'm still waiting for the email to come in.
Well, I've just sent you the email. You can refresh the
Yeah, but
page again.
yeah, no, I just need to hear. Let me I guess I can close that. Let me close this down. Run the demo. See what it looks like. Okay, yes. I've seen this.
Okay, so on the home page, the three pictures are now changed. Okay, they are
Yeah.
related to product photography. Then we have your brand name, Prime Product Photography, and the slogan which you have. Our goal is bring light to your products. Okay,
Yes,
then when we
I
scroll
saw.
down, we have 5+ years of experience photography. The services and the achievements still needs to be changed. Okay, they will be updated. However, we have changed the owner operator, that is you, Richard Kidner. And then when you go to the portfolio tab, you click on bottles, you see all the products are placed. However, when we move towards the development, at that time you will rename them in the proper spelling. Right now they're just placed to show you the design, okay? That they will be placed in this design.
Okay, so
Okay?
let's talk about a couple of things here.
Sure.
Okay, one, I'm going to write this down so I can put it in an email.
Sure.
Okay, one is on the home page. Let's go to the home page. I would have thought that I sent the color to you for Prime Product Photography in blue.
In blue, let me check my email.
Yeah, well, I mean, the email was sent in blue. I don't know if I specified blue, but I highlighted that in blue so that you would get that.
Okay, let me check it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that in blue. I thought that you took a screenshot from somewhere and that you just sent me. I never knew that it was in blue color. No problem. That will be fixed in just 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, and
Okay.
then our goal, I don't know if that should be in blue as well, but white, contrast blue, so that would be okay.
Okay.
The two pictures that you added, let me think, the third, the camera's okay. That was all right to begin with.
Okay.
But the two new ones that you put out there, the shoe picture is very, very okay, except I'd like to work on that image and put color into that shoe somehow. You know, it's kind of like just dull. If you added like a blue or a red shoe or yellow shoe or brown shoe even, I mean, I guess it looks like that shoe is brown, but it because of the overlay to this, the gray cast to it, it does come through as brown. So
Okay.
again, it's a product shot, but I, think it could pop a lot better if that had, you know.
Okay.
If you send that picture to me, or let me get to that image, I can put it in Photoshop and change that and give it back to you.
Sure, I can send you that image. No problem
yeah,
with that.
Okay. The third image of the candles or whatever it is, I think we can do better than that. There's got to be something better than that picture.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so that's the two changes. Let's put here shoe needs color. Okay, so, I mean, I will play with it. If I can't get it like I want it, you know, then I will accept it as is. But
okay,
I think that I
then let's do one thing. Let's do one thing, Rich. I'll send you a website, okay, which is yandex.com, okay? In that search column, you can just write product photography, okay? And then there will be numerous images with high-quality resolution, okay? So you can select any one of them. You can just send me, and I'll get that updated, okay?
Okay, cool. So let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to go to portfolio and bottles.
Sure.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. This stuff is how do I want to say it? These pictures look great. You know, they're displaying good, but somebody didn't size them properly, and, you know, things got cut off, and I'm not going to accept that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the image size doesn't fit the frame is what I'm trying to tell you. So, and they're not in the sequence that I sent them to you. Okay,
yeah,
I told you that the sequence
and everything, that automatically changes when we make the website towards the development, okay? At that time, the pictures will be in sequence, as well as they will be renamed again, because right now you might see some spelling mistakes, okay? So they will be renamed, and they will be placed in a proper manner, okay? So as a sequence you just sent me. So they will be placed in that same sequence. And if you want, I can do that too, and I can show you on the demo link as well. That I can do that as well, okay? That's not a really big problem. I just wanted to show you the design, like the products will be placed in this design, okay? However, the placement of the products, that can be changed in like just 5 minutes. We need to drag one product to the other one, and the places will automatically change with the sequence you just want, okay?
All right. That's fine. So then the other thing that I didn't talk about, I'm just looking at, is that the logo is still not in this thing.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to tell you that, Rich, the questionnaire you just sent me, the logo questionnaire, I did not receive it, the logo questionnaire. However, I received a sample design of your logo, which you just sent me that you want a logo like this and Prime Product Photography. There was a yellow camera, which we got it. So you wanted. So do you want exact that type of logo? Like you want a camera, and then there should be written Prime Product Photography. Do you want the same logo as that, or do you want a different logo than that one, or similar to that one?
Actually, Pete, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I gotta see it on the page so I know what it looks like.
Okay, sure. Then I can get that changed. Okay, I will write down your product name over there, like the Prime Product Photography, in that same picture so that you can see how it looks. Otherwise, we can make a new logo for you. We can play.
Yeah.
We can first change the sample logo. Okay, we'll write down Prime Product Photography, and I'll send it to you on your email, okay? If you think that it will look good on the website, we'll place it on the website, okay? But if you think that you need more logos, then obviously, I've sent you the questionnaire. Just fill it out. Send me back, okay, because I haven't received it, the logo questionnaire. So once you send me back, we'll send you 4 different designs of your logo similar to that one, okay? So in those 4 designs, if you like one, we'll place that on your website, okay? Logo just takes 1 or 2 days. Okay, but as you've already sent me a sample, first I'll work on that one. If you don't like it, then we proceed towards the next 4 concepts of the logo, okay?
Yeah, Yeah, okay. Here's kind of, I'm going to give you some ideas.
Sure.
That logo sample that you have.
Yeah.
You know, you can sign that in script under, let me bring that up. I have that somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it is. I can't get to it right now because I have to dig for a mile.
No problem. Take your time.
Well, let me see if I can find it in here. I'm pretty sure if I go to the, let me go to the file manager. I know where I had it. It's in my website. Okay. Product shots, pack shots. Let me go down here to my G drive. And in G drive, I have, website right here, web docs right here, paragraph logo questionnaire is right here, and let me see, I have to double click that if it'll open a word. I have the thing, and I have the link to it, maybe right here. Control-C. Let me open a new tab over here. I can close this. Open a new tab. Paste this in here. Control-V. And I don't think I need the word sample out here. Let's try that. And it won't come up. Oh, God. Image stocks. Midstock vector, camera, logo, photographer, company, watermark. Why won't this? And it's in blue. It's, you know what? The thing, Pete, here, let me do this. I have this. Logo questionnaire is right here. That opens. And if I come down here to the second page of this, HTMS. Why does that not open? Try this one more time and see what happens to it. But well, maybe it's this one. No, it still doesn't want to open. Anyway, you have a picture of this.
Yeah.
And If you're going to give me four samples of that logo, okay, let's use Prime Product Photography on one of them, and then the other one, just leave it blank. Just make the camera, but in the lens portion, just type Rich in there in some script.
Okay, no problem. That is the reason, Rich. Exactly. Just we send you the questionnaires, okay, so that you can send us back with all of your requirements and we work on that. And if you are not getting the questionnaire, can I send it back again?
No. I'm going to send this to you right now.
Okay, so you have filled it, right?
Yes, yeah, I filled this out weeks
great.
Ago.
Great. Just send me back and I can start working on the logos.
All right, so it's been a while since I've been under pressure, buddy. Inbox. Email. Oh, there we go. New email. Okay, now. Peter. drag this in here? Yeah, okay. Boom. Okay, now you should have that back in your mailbox.
Okay, Rich, let me check it.
And that link is down
now. Now I've got your logo questionnaire. Okay, so let me open it up. Okay.
Yeah. See if you can get that link, the link down there on the second page to open, because that's linked right to Shutterstock.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I couldn't get it to open, but maybe you can.
Yeah, sure. Let me open that link. Okay, so yes, I've got the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So now you see there's a yellow camera, and then it's your name, and then photography. So in your name, we can write down your name, Rich Kidner. And then in photography, we can write down your whole business name, Prime Product Photography, right?
Okay. Well, in my name, just make it Rich. I don't want to put my last name
there. Okay. So do you want the same logo like this one first so that you can see whether it works with your website? And if this works good, we can go with this one. Otherwise, I have your questionnaire, and I'll be assigning the task to the developers and the designers. They'll be making the new concepts for you, okay?
Okay. So that's that. Okay. So then again, let me go back to the demo.
Yeah, you can go back to the website.
Okay. So I'm going to back onto the demo. Okay. Under my contact. I guess that's for them to send to me. Where? Oh, about. That's where I haven't looked. Okay, the paragraph that I sent you, is going to go under about.
Okay, let me check the paragraph. Let me check it. Okay. I'm sorry, Rich, but I have your emails in which you sent me the product pictures. I have four of them for four tabs. Then I have your email of homepage changes in which we need to write the company name and followed by our goal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have your email in which you replied to me, sorry for your loss, Wednesday around 4 CST, right?
Yeah.
And then I have your email about us page. Is the above paragraph meet what we would be looking for, right? So the about us, in the about us section, this content will be placed about the photographer.
Yeah.
My name is Rich. I was born in Cleveland, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Great. So I've got that too. And when you scroll down on the about us page, Rich, you see there is a section of my skills. Okay, so do you want to write something here or should we hide this section for now?
My skills.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm not a wedding photographer. I used to be, but
No, this is just a dummy text, okay? If you have any skills you think you are good at, okay? So we can add it here according to your preferences or your requirements, okay? The years in which you have worked with any company or in which you're, like, for example, you're good at product photography, okay? So that can be your skill. We can write it down, product photography, and then two or three lines about it. And what other things are you good at? Like, apart from product photography, have you done any other photography?
Well, I mean, I was a wedding photographer back in the day, but, you know, back in the film days, that's what I did. I did, you know, models, weddings, portfolio work, kids' pageants, you know, all that stuff. but I don't want to be in that business anymore. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to attract those kind of people. I don't want somebody calling me up saying, hey, can you come shoot my wedding?
Ah,
the answer
okay.
is no, I don't want to do it.
Okay, then we can hide this section for my skills. Otherwise, if we write down just one skill, for example, product photographer, that won't look good because that will be just skills. Skills, there should be a set of skills, okay? That how it makes sense. But if you write just one skill, I guess that will not be something attractive to the users.
Yeah, I got you. It looks too weak. Mm. Yeah, let's just hide it. Let's hide it for now. Let's see if we can get through some of this other stuff first, Keith.
Sure. Then we have a box of our portfolio, contact us, and our blog. Do you want to list some articles on your website, Rich? Like, for example, in the blog section, do you want to let people know about your business? Or do you want, for example, you can add reviews. If you have worked previously, you might have reviews from your previous customers, right? So we can add reviews. Like, for example, when you scroll down from the experience and from the skills section, you see there's a section of a CAD. There's a CAD first, and then there's our portfolio, our blog. However, our portfolio and contact page are done. Okay, I have that information already. Still, our blog page is remaining. So we can change our blog to reviews. And then people can go to the other page and they can see the reviews from your clients, from your previous clients, because that really helps the new customers who are coming on your website to build trust among them. So that looks good.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any clients at this point, Pete. That's the problem. You know,
no problem. So we can hide this section as well, our blog section. We can just make it contact and our portfolio.
Okay, let me ask this question. Could you make that block, like, write a review?
Yeah.
You know, where somebody could add a review to my page?
Yeah, sure. We can make that. We can make that, sure. People can come on your website and they can write a review on that. We can make it.
And is there a way that I can control what reviews stay up and what reviews come down?
Yeah, once you have all the access to your website, once your website goes live, it depends on you, what you need to show on the website and what you need to not. Okay, so that completely depends on you.
Okay, you could do that.
Okay, so let's remove the blog section, and we can write here reviews or submit a review, and then they can go to the next page and they can write a review and submit it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then we scroll down, we have trusted partners. So what, do you have any other partners? You're the sole operator of this business, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can hide this section, okay? Then there are FAQs. For example, how do I collaborate with Zenon? Can I get a price list of your services? So do you want these FAQs? Because you need to write down some content according to the questions, which we can place here. So what do you think, like, when people come to your website, what type of questions they have in mind? Like, the first question they have is, how much do you charge? Okay?
Yeah.
And then, for example, they say that which dates or days are available. That can be the FAQs, and you can write down two or three lines about it. That will look good.
You know, the biggest question is going to be is what am I charging?
Exactly.
You know, and I would just put in there, you know, to answer that question, I would just put, you know, that I have a day rate of, $500 a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that completed. I was just asking that we can keep this section, okay? You can take your time until I get these changes done, okay, which you have just told me. I'll get the sequence updated of the bottles, the foods and beverages, along with their names, okay? And then what we can do is that in this meantime, you can think about the questions people have in their mind when they come to your website. You can write down two or three lines as the answers as well.
Yeah, frequently asked. FAQ questions. Okay.
Then we scroll down, we have pricing plans. Okay.
Payment methods that are available.
Mm-hmm.
I would just scratch that.
Okay.
Know, I don't have a MasterCard set up yet. I don't have MasterCard or Visa system. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know, basically I'm just cash and carry. You know, somebody can write me a check or you know, cash and
okay, that will be great.
Like,
yeah. Because right now, the questions which are placed on the website, they are just dummy, okay? We just place the dummy questions, okay? So we can change these, we can add some, we can minimize some. That completely depends on your choice.
Okay, well, you know, the more that's in there, the better that looks, but I don't know.
Well, you can take your time. You can take your time. In the meantime, I'll get all those changes done. And you can think about the FAQs which you want to place on the website.
Okay. I guess I'm going to ask Pete, you know, how much longer is it going to take us to get this wrapped up?
It depends on what pace are we going.
Pace?
Yeah, because I think the main thing that takes time is the content to be on the website. The rest, the design, you have already approved, okay? The design looks good and everything looks good. The main thing which will take time is the content, okay? So as soon as you send me the content, I'll get those changes done with time, okay? So I'm sure that within a week or by next week or the week after that, we can go live, okay? So don't worry about that. I'm working on it, and I'm at a greater pace, and once you send me the changes, on a daily basis, I'll get those done, okay? So you don't have to worry about that.
All right. So things are looking pretty good. So the next thing is I guess I'm responsible for finding a host.
Exactly.
Okay.
Either you are responsible or I can connect you to my manager, and he can guide you about the hosting plans as well because he is a technical manager. He has... Yeah, he has more knowledge about the hosting plans, so he can guide you about hosting plans as well. And he can compare the prices with you and so that you can make your decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what you guys charge per month?
Yeah, that my technical manager knows. So he's available now. If you have just 5 or 10 minutes, I can connect you to him. Things are going good. We just need a host to make your website live. Okay, you already have the domain, okay? So we just need the host for your website so that we can make it live. But however, by next week, all the changes would be done. The content would be uploaded. So he's available right now. So should I connect you to him so that he can guide you about the hosting plans? You can make up your mind.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, so can you please hold on the line?
Yeah, wait 1 second before you go, Pete.
Sure.
What was I going to ask?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you going to upload this, or do I have to upload it?
The hosting?
To the host.
No, we will do that for you. We will do that for you.
Okay. All right, go ahead and connect me then. That's what I wanted to know.